Our gospel reading is taken from the gospel according to the author of Luke, from the 26th verse up to the 38th verse of the first chapter. We are reading from the NRSV English Translation Updated Edition.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Listening to the gospel reading and to the preaching, may we receive God's blessing. Thanks be to God.
So the story of Annunciation, as we all know and as we have heard, is that the angel Gabriel visited Mary of Nazareth. At ito yung greet siya nung angel, Archangel Gabriel. No? Sabi doon, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." No? In some other translations ng Bible, may ibang translation ang sabi, "Hail, favored one. The Lord is with you." No? At merong mga translation kasama yung, "Blessed are you among all women." So dito, ito yung Bible verse nung dasal na, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you." For mga Catholics. No? So dito nagmula yon. At nung greet siya nung angel, nagulat si Mary. Nagulat siya. And Gabriel told her that she will conceive a child and she will name him in the Greek, Iason, or in Hebrew, Yeshua. And then Mary responding saying, "How can this be? Paano ito? I am a virgin. I have not known any man. Paano mangyayari ito? Eh, wala pa akong experience sa otochi." Diba? And the angel said to her, sabi nung anghel, sumagot yung anghel. At siguro kaya nagulat si Jesus. Nakita ko tong mga memes na to eh, na bakit daw natatakot yung mga tao pag nakakakita ng angel? Diba? Kasi hindi sila korteng tao base sa description ng Bible. Yung mga angel doon, yung ano tawag doon, there are wheels with wheels of fire with so many eyes. Diba? Biblically accurate, maraming mata, maraming pakpak, ganyan. Or yung anghel na may apat na ulo, may ulo ng tao, may ulo ng bull, may ulo ng eagle, lion, ganyan. So kaya nagugulat yung mga ano kasi may monster ng lumabas. 'Di ba? So anyway, balik tayo. So tinanong ni ano, paano mangyayari at paano ako magko-conceive ng anak eh birhen ako. At sagot sa kanya nung anghel ni Gabriel, "Well, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy and he will be called Son of God." So, yun yung kwento natin. Ha? So tignan muna natin yung salitang angel. Mag-word study tayo. Salitang angel, which comes from the Greek. Sa Greek, ang salita is angelos. No, and according to the Greek Bible, Greek Bible Dictionary, si Strong, Strong's Lexicon, entry number 32, yun yung angelos eh, entry number 32, angelos. It means a messenger, generally supernatural messenger from God. An angel conveying news or behests from God to humans. Okay? Wow. The same lexicon tells us that angelos is derived. Yung root word ng angelos is from the word angelo, meaning to announce. So, yung noun word actually comes, dami nito sa Greek at sa Hebrew. Yung root word is actually a verb rather than a noun. No? Ang root word, ugat na salita, ay an action word. Angelo, to announce, to bring tidings. Now, the Hebrew equivalent to angelo, Strong's entry H4397, ay yung word, Hebrew word na malak. 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 Which means angel or messenger. Pag angels, malakim. Yan. Used in the Old Testament to describe both, pero ito, yung malakim or malak, hindi lang siya divine. It refers both to an angel or to a human messenger in Hebrew. Now, punta tayo sa Gabriel. The name Gabriel, according to the same lexicon in Hebrew, 14:03, means man of God. Kasi yung Geb comes from the root word geber, meaning strong or strength. And therefore, the name Gabriel means God is my strength or a strong man. Yun yung ibig sabihin ng word name na Gabriel. So tanong ni Mary, no, how can I conceive? Yun yung tanong niya. Now, it takes strength. It takes strength and to some extent courage, tapang, to announce the truth and something, to announce an unbelievable truth and something that is impossible. Gets natin? Gabriel, God is my strength, announcing to Mary something that is impossible. Okay? It takes strength. Kailangan mo ng lakas ng loob at katawan to announce something that is impossible. And so, yun yung question ni Mary, how can this be? I am a virgin. And behind the question of Mary, bukod dun sa why me, behind that question is, ako? Ako talaga favored and blessed? Bakit ako? Sa dami-dami ng kababaihan, bakit ako? I have found favor with God? Really? I found favor with God? Why? How? I'm a nobody. Sino ba ako? Sino ba si Mary? I'm a poor peasant young girl from an unknown town of Nazareth where nothing good comes from. May other passage ng Bible na, oh, this is Jesus from Nazareth. Tapos may sumagot, from Nazareth? Is there anything good that comes from Nazareth? Diba? So, si Mary din, no? I'm a poor peasant young girl from an unknown town named Nazareth, called Nazareth, where nothing good comes from. Bakit ako? Two lessons for this passage, for our story today. Dalawang lesson. Yun, yung nasabi ko na kanina, it takes strength and courage to deliver God's message because God's message, oftentimes, madalas ang mensahe ng Diyos ay impossible truths and unbelievable good news. that people will question. Usually, ang mensahe ng Diyos ay isang unbelievable truth o isang hindi ka panipaniwalang mabuting balita that many people will question. And the first people who will question are people in church. People in the synagogue or the temple. And the very first people who will reject the message of God are people in the temple. Second, yun. While it takes strength and courage to herald the good news of God, the good news is this. Ito yung good news. God chooses the weak, the powerless, the nobody to bring about liberation and salvation. So yun ating two good news or two lessons for today. One, it takes strength to deliver God's impossible message. And second, the message is, so yung una is, ang pag-deliver ng message ay kailangan ng lakas, kailangan ng power. Pero yung bit-bit na mensahe is, ang power ay ibinibigay sa powerless. God chooses the weak, the powerless, and the nobody to bring about liberation and salvation. So nakita niyo yung contrast doon, no? Yung interplay. There's this interplay. The name Gabriel, that means God is strength. To deliver a message with strength. But the message is God's power, God's grace, always choosing the lowly, the weak, and the nobody. Like water that reaches down to the lowliest. So last Sunday, last Friday, I was, hindi ko sabihin kasi naka-live tayo. So last Friday, I was in a panel discussion titled Blessed Love. So some of you know this, at kanina nabanggit, no? Before the worship. And it is about gender justice and the love between LGBTQIA+ people in a loving relationship. Based on the 18 years love story of Ash and Leslie. And to see and hear that God has always been present in their relationship. So ito yung panel discussion. And this happened in a Catholic university. It was organized by the theology department of the university, who were mostly women theologians. Mostly women theologians and one queer theologian. And I would say, it took a lot of courage and strength for this faculty of theology, of this campus, of this university. It took them great courage and strength to push and hold this event. And in some metaphorical ways, figuratively, this women theologian and that one queer theologian are angelos, are Gabriels, strong and courageous messengers of God, delivering a message of love and blessing, not just to Leslie and Ash as a queer couple, but to the students, many of which, yung umattend nung panel, mga students, many of which were themselves queers. Young queer students questioning themselves, asking themselves if they are also favored by God. Tinatanong mga sarili, ako rin ba ay favored ni God? And through the conversation and discussion of that panel, yes, you are favored by the Lord. And the Lord is with you. And you, as a queer person, like Mary, can conceive and give birth to God's love in your life and the world. Punta tayo dito sa simbahang ito. MCC, Metropolitan Community Church. is also a strong and courageous messenger of God, announcing God's favor to the weak, the oppressed, and the nobodies. When MCC started in 1968 in the United States, that was a very dangerous time and place for LGBTQIA plus Americans. At wala pa nga acronym noon eh. Lesbian and gay lang. It was a very dangerous time for gays and lesbians. The level of terror, violence, and systemic oppression was just unimaginable. Hindi natin naranasan sa Pilipinas yung level of violence that queer people were experiencing in the United States. The level of terror, violence, systemic oppression. And when Troy Perry did the first public blessing of gays and lesbians, he received countless death threats. At merong isang general conference ng MCC sa San Francisco in the early days, in the early years. They received a bomb threat. Bobombahin daw yung general conference ng MCC. And Troy Perry simply said to the other bishops, kasi start na yung worship ng general conference, magkakasama yung mga bishops, mga elders, sabi lang ni Troy, so we received a bomb threat today. Can you look under your seats if there's anything suspicious there? Okay, and just tell us now. So wala naman daw. Anyway, sabi ni Troy, anyway, if that's happened, well, magkakasama at sabay-sabay tayong papasok sa Pearly Gates. Yeah. And we will enter the Pearly Gates fabulously queer like any gay parade. Sabi ni ano, they will not scare us out of our general conference. Sabi ni Troy. The first church property of MCC. And the first church property of MCC is the very first that any LGBT organization has ever had. The first church property was arsoned and burned down just months after it was fabulously and solemnly consecrated. Then the AIDS crisis nung 80s and early 90s, the AIDS crisis where an entire generation of MCC leaders and members died. At ang usapan sa MCC, an entire generation we lost to AIDS. To all the challenges, sa lahat ng challenges and threats of MCC in the early days in the United States, and then the challenges nito namang local church, Open Table MCC, for the past 18 years, we have remained strong, committed, and courageous with proclaiming God's love for queer people who are considered weak, powerless, and nobodies. And what we are now learning, in what we are now experiencing as MCC community, as MCC church, hindi lang pala queer ang oppressed sa loob ng simbahan. We now have a former woman pastor na straight, may asawa, who experienced abuse and exploitation sa dati niyang church. And we now have other church people, straight, families who experience also exclusion, rejection, simply because they were asking some theological questions sa kanilang simbahan. Straight sila ha, active sila, tighter sila, nagbibigay silang 10%. But simply because they were asking, can we rethink this belief or this particular teaching? Hala, hindi ka na ano, tapos nasa listahan na sila ng mga erehe. Ha? Natantusan, oo. That even straight people actively and devout in their churches, some of them are equally abused, exploited in those churches. and that straight men, because there is a certain image of a man, of a straight man, at yung straight na ito, straight siya, pero hindi kasi siya kumukomporme dun sa ganong imahe ng isang lalaki. Ay, bakla siguro yan. Hindi pwede mag-minister. Hindi pwede maging pastor. Hindi pwede mag-serve sa church. Maka-judgmental talaga ng church, no? We are now learning that like LGBTQ, we have some in the straight community who are equally weak, powerless, and nobodies. And we and MCC is now also giving them a message, a good news, an impossible good news, even to the straight people. Have you met other messengers of God who had to tell you difficult truths and unbelievable messages? Have you met angelos and Gabriels who did not fear telling difficult truths and impossible announcements? For MCC members, especially matatagal na dito, and every now and then tinatanong ko to, do you remember a time in your life where you believe with all your heart that you are a sinful person as a queer? There was a time that some of the MCC members, nung hindi pa sila MCC, did you have that time where you believe you were an abomination and a sinful queer person? Do you remember that long period of your life where you felt so much fear to be known by your church, your family, your friends, and your classmates? Takot na takot ka na malaman nilang you are gay, you were gay, lesbian, or trans, and you made every effort to hide it and suppress. And then, you found someone or this church telling you, no, you are not an abomination. Your love, your expression, who you are holy and beautiful. Greetings, akla! You are favored and the Lord is also with you. Now for Ateneo students, maybe you are or maybe someone you know is in this phase or in this situation right now. A situation of fear, a situation of powerlessness, where you are afraid, you feel weak, you feel unseen, unknown. And so you are here, and we are here, and you are here, and we are here to tell you greetings, favored one. Greetings, favored one. The Lord is also with you. I hope that somewhere in your life, you encountered angels and Gabriels who told you that you are favored by God and that you are chosen. Weak and weird as you are, a nobody in this country or the world, you are chosen by God to conceive and give birth to God's liberation and salvation in our troubled world today. Figuratively and transposing the story to our context, you are like Mary. You are also like Mary, chosen to conceive and give birth to Jesus today. Ano ako? Tulad din ni Mama Mary? Ako din? Si Mama Mary? Virgin? Hala, blasphemy! Siyempre hindi. It's not blasphemy. Hindi bago tong sinasabi ko ngayon. Third century church fathers, the patristics, have already preached this before. Walang kwenta ang kwento ng conception and birth of Jesus if we simply get stuck with the story. And we simply say, oh, how great and wonderful Mama Mary is. Oh, how great and wonderful Jesus is by becoming human. The church fathers of the third century, some of the patristic writings tells us, you and me, tayo, we are also asked to conceive Christ, to conceive Jesus, and to give birth to Him in our individual lives, in our communities, and in our world. We are also, tayong lahat, we are also bearers of God like Mary. We, queer people, other women, and other non-stereotypical men, we are all God-bearers. Our queerness is favored, and through us, God takes a new form, as God always does. But, this is in closing, but you are not only Mary. Hindi lang kayo Mary. Metaphorically, sometimes in other situations, you are also Gabriel. Kayo rin ay mga Gabriel. Meron bang Gabriel ang pangalan dito? Meron? Wala. Brother. Naniniwala ako. Naniniwala. So sometimes, you're not just Mary. Sometimes, you are also Gabriel. A messenger of God being sent out. You are sent out to bravely tell the unbelievable truth and the impossible good news to other weak and powerless people. Tinatawag rin kayo to be a strong and courageous messenger para sabihin sa iba, sa mga weak and powerless, that they are also favored by God. And the message is that God's favored ones, called to embody God's deliverance in their lives and in our society today. Now, therefore, whether you see yourself similar to Mary, a young powerless girl, or if you see yourself as Gabriel, go out later, go out into the world, bring God's love and unbelievable message of God's favor to so many others who need love and hope the most. In Jesus' name, go, and may it be so. Amen.